on Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Live from Las Vegas at CinemaCon, we have a very tired Brett Hoffman. Am I correct?
Well, that's right, Don. I'm happy to be here, but let me just say, I'm going to get on a plane in 3 hours and very happy to be coming home.
So how many meetings did you attend? Because it's a working thing for you. It's not just fun, but it's a working thing. So how many meetings did you go to?
Okay, between seminars and meetings, I had 43 meetings between Monday and, last night. So plenty of things to do. You had to plan your restroom breaks, but we made it through and saw some excellent presentations and got to meet with a lot of great people that are involved in movie exhibition, because I'm at CinemaCon, the world's biggest movie exhibition convention. So all the studios are here showing product, all the vendors for things that go on at a movie theater, whether it's projection equipment, concessions equipment, technology, you name it. Everyone is here. The energy is fantastic, but it does get very tiring by the end of the week.
Now, I'm going to answer this before we get to all the releases. Did you meet any stars?
You know, I meet a few stars. I was at kind of a presentation where I met basically the whole cast of Street Fighter, which is coming out from Paramount this fall, which includes Cody Rhodes and who's a wrestler and a bunch of other people that are in that movie. So that was fun. I didn't meet them, but I was literally just, 30 feet away from some legends like James Cameron, Steven Spielberg. So it was really neat just to be around this all. I didn't get any, elevator moments like I have in the past or anything like that with celebrities, but it definitely was a great trip and definitely got to meet some people and learn about a lot of things that are coming up.
So you breathe the same air that Steven Spielberg breathed.
Yes, the same recycled casino air. I did breathe with Steven. Yep.
Whenever Brett gets near a star or a big celebrity, you always hear this in the background. Call security, please. Call security. All right, let's talk about the new releases out today.
Well, there's two new releases, and the first one is Lee Cronin's The Mummy. It is rated R. This is a horror movie. It is directed by Lee Cronin, who has a great pedigree directing horror movies, and this version of The Mummy, this is not your action-adventure Brendan Fraser version of The Mummy. It is a full horror reimagining. The story centers on a family who's in Cairo. Their young daughter vanished years earlier and then suddenly returns, and it's under these terrifying supernatural circumstances. She was actually discovered in a sarcophagus. No one knows how she got there. But as you can imagine, all of these things are lining up, and they don't necessarily turn out well for the family, at least initially. So see what goes on in Lee Cronin's The Mummy. It's rated R, and it's a horror movie. That's out. And then we have a really neat movie, and I almost wish Bob Odenkirk was not at this convention, but I almost wish I could have met him because I love everything he's in. This movie is called Normal. It stars Bob Odenkirk. It's R-rated. It's an action thriller. It is getting great reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. And Bob Odenkirk stars as a gentleman called Ulysses. He is a substitute sheriff who arrives in the town of Normal, Minnesota, which is why the movie is called Normal. And it starts as this simple assignment in a sleepy town. But then everything gets turned on its end when he realizes something's going on. There's all kinds of suspicious locals. There's corruption, and there's all kinds of a violent conspiracy that's going on, which, of course, turns into an action spectacular, as you can imagine, that Bob Odenkirk has basically been able to master over the last couple of years on the big screen. So go out, see this small-time crime mystery and a lot of stylized violence with Bob Odenkirk. It's Normal, and it's rated R.
Isn't there a Normal, Illinois as well? I think there is. Yeah, I think there's a place. Well, that must be a popular name for towns. All right, you're at CinemaCon. Let's get some of the news from CinemaCon. What are we at?
Well, all the studios are here. We can run down some of them. Yesterday's presentation by Disney was one of the most fun and unique presentations because we saw a lot of content. Big news to end their show, it was Avengers Doomsday. they brought some footage out, and it was amazing. They brought the trailer out, and I've never seen this at CinemaCon. Their reaction was so big for the trailer that they ended up playing it twice impromptu, and that, of course, caused a little wrestling because they were not prepared to do so. So it was funny. Literally, the people in the audience would not leave until they played the trailer a second time. I've never seen that at CinemaCon. What a great way to end the show. And it's because they brought it all together. The footage saw the Avengers and the X-Men together for the first time in a movie. It was presented by Robert Downey Jr. And you also got the surprise of Chris Evans also coming up on stage as well. So fun stuff there. A great way to end CinemaCon. It was electric. And like I said, at least to my knowledge, we've never had basically people in the audience begging for an encore and getting it there with the trailer being replayed.
So
that was really neat.
So you breathe the same air as Robert Downey Jr.
That's right. That's
okay,
right.
Good.
All common air there. So it was really fun. And the whole presentation was unique because earlier in the presentation, we saw footage from Star Wars, The Mandalorian, and Grogu. Jon Favreau, who's, of course, the director in the movie, came out. He introduced it to us, first showed us a new trailer, and that was excellent. But then he said, you know what? Would you like to see more? He showed us the entire opening sequence of the movie, which was about, I would say, approximately 10 minutes of the movie. We just got to see the opening of it. Man, is this fantastic. Star Wars, The Mandalorian, and Grogu, you've seen it on the Disney Plus series, but this is a movie. This is a Star Wars movie, and it is simply phenomenal. We have another Star Wars movie in about 7 years or so. You're going to enjoy this. It looks great on the big screen, and I was mesmerized by the 10 minutes that I saw.
We're talking to Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. He's in Las Vegas at CinemaCon. It's all wrapped up. He's ready to come home. So we've got the news from CinemaCon, and we're talking about what the studios are putting out. We're up to Warner Brothers. Let's go. And Warner Brothers puts out some big product usually. So we're looking forward to this.
Yeah. Some very unique stuff here. And one of the highlights of that presentation, they closed it with Dune Part 3. This was very unique, and they showed the first 7 minutes of the movie. I can tell you it looks very good. It looks spectacular. Denis Villeneuve, he actually introduced the footage. So looks great. This is set 17 years after Dune 2. So if you're a fan, you can see how things are coming together in the whole series. And it feels like an epic saga, as you could imagine. Now, that followed another unique moment for them, opening up the Warner Brothers presentation to a standing ovation was none only than Tom Cruise. And Tom is always amazing when he's on the CinemaCon stage. This time, he was promoting the movie Digger. And when you see Tom Cruise in this movie, you will be amazed, because instead of his usual polished movie action star image, he is this eccentric oil tycoon with graying hair, a beer belly, a southern accent. I guarantee you, you're going to see a Tom Cruise on screen that you've never seen before. And it's really interesting to watch that. The movie is Digger. It is out this fall. And I'm sure it's going to be wonderful with Tom Cruise playing a role that you haven't seen him in before. That's Digger coming up. And then
So you're telling me you breathe the same air as Tom Cruise as well?
That's right.
Whoa.
All of this, all communal air.
We got to have you blow up a balloon and save all this air. Go ahead. What's next?
That's right. Also breathing the air from Practical Magic 2, Sandra Bullock and Nicole Kidman were together. And that was an amazing experience. These two ladies introduced Practical Magic 2, tapping into that nostalgia. The original movie was made in 1998. People have been talking about it. They've been clamoring for it. We're getting the sequel this fall, and this should be fun. So Warner Brothers presentation, the three I highlighted, Practical Magic 2, Digger with Tom Cruise, and Dune Part 3. Dune Part 3 comes out during the holiday season.
Well, let's go to Paramount.
Yeah, one of the biggest elements of Paramount was not just the movies they brought out, but they actually addressed the merger, because as we all know, Paramount and Warner Brothers are looking to merge together. And everyone's wondering, well, what will that do about the future of cinema, about the amount of movies they're going to put out? And it was said on stage that they intend to release 30 films a year. They intend to maintain a 45-day exclusive theatrical window between when the movie's released and when it's available at home. And I think that did a lot to solidify the fact that they are committed to the theatrical experience, which we're all there to talk about. And a couple other things. Top Gun 3 was definitely announced. They talked about this as a concrete development. They said there's a script underway, and we're going to see Tom Cruise reunite again with Jerry Bruckheimer for Top Gun 3.
So minus the beer belly, right?
That's right. Well, we don't know, but assumingly, we'll see Tom in a different getup, and he's going to be in Warner Brothers' Digger coming up.
Yeah, we like that. We like the beer belly. Let's keep that. People can relate to that.
Maybe it works. An older fighter pilot past his prime, that kind of thing.
All right. Universal Pictures. What do they got for us?
All right. Big news for them, of course.
Wait. We forgot Street Fighter, did we?
We did. So Paramount also has Street Fighter, which is in October, which, you know, if you grew up in my age in the 90s, you spent a lot of times in the arcades playing this game as a kid. It was a wonderful, back and forth game, where it's a one-on-one game where you basically challenge your friends by picking different Street Fighter characters. And all of the characters are on screen. You have a whole bunch of cast, which includes Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns, and countless others that are in this movie. 50 Cent is in it. There's a whole ton of people there. I talked about earlier in the program, I was at an event where they were all there. They were all fun, and we got to see the trailer revealed the night before it was actually revealed at CinemaCon the next day. Look out for this, because if you were a video game fan, if you have kids that are, Street Fighter is going to be a major force coming up this fall.
Two huge films from Universal were on display. Huge.
Yeah, the big one was Odyssey, and another person I breathed the same air as was Chris Nolan. Chris Nolan came out, obviously, what a great director he is. He came out, he's committed to the theatrical experience, so it was fitting that he would talk to a lot of people involved in movie exhibition. And we saw some footage from The Odyssey, which stars Matt Damon and a whole bunch of others, because if I named everyone that was in it, Chris Nolan made a joke and said it would be easier for me to tell you who's not in the movie The Odyssey than it would be for me to rattle off everyone that's in it. That was a quote from him. So, but footage looks great. This one's out in July. Between this one and Spider-Man, Brand New Day, one of those two movies will probably be the number one movie of the summer. But that's not to say that they don't have another thing coming out. The movie Disclosure Day is coming out. Steven Spielberg accepted an award. He came out and talked about this as a sci-fi movie. He's back into kind of this mysterious what's going on. It's about things that are going on, extraterrestrial life, and you've got this wondering about what exactly is being disclosed to us, what's being kept from us, and what are we going to see on this disclosure day that's going on. And they're specifically keeping this kind of provocative alien film under wraps, but you can expect a traditional Spielberg-like fantasy. And that was a treat for me.
Okay.
The same gentleman there.
You can never be disappointed in Spielberg. We have 5 minutes left. Let's go to Sony.
All right, Sony. Spider-Man Brand New Day, what is likely going to be the number one or number two movie of the year. They showed footage of that on the screen. Looks tremendous. Expect that to set some records. Expect that to maybe break the internet, or at least break a lot of ticketing sites when it goes on sale. No word yet on when that date is, but when it does, people will be clamoring for tickets. And then this was the opening night they were there. We had Jumanji Open World. That is coming out on Christmas of the end of this year. You have Dwayne Johnson coming back with Karen Gillian, Jack Black, and it's going to be just an excellent, excellent movie. Kevin Hart is also in it. Look for all the adventure in the first two to be incorporated here. And then this time, before, you know, they went to Jumanji's world, this time the Jumanji world comes to us. So that's kind of the big twist there.
Amazon MGM putting out a couple of remakes and also a sequel.
That's right. And the sequel is Space Meatballs, the new one. That is the official title that they've released. And Rick Moranis is returning to a live-action film after 30 years. Mel Brooks directed this. He was not there, but most of the cast was. And let me tell you, it was funny. It was great. We'll see a lot of fun things at Spaceballs. So be prepared to see that one. Be prepared to see Mel Brooks one more time bringing his story to the big screen. And another remake that will be just absolutely phenomenal. Michael B. Jordan is directing the Thomas Crown Affair. Looks stylish, looks amazing, and look out for that one to be great. I mean, obviously, we've had two before. The last one was Pierce Brosnan and Rene Russo, and this one looks electric as well.
Yeah, but the best was Steve McQueen.
Yeah, and, Thomas and Crown. In fact, Michael B. Jordan got up there, and he said, I want part of this to be a tribute to Steve McQueen and everyone that made the original, because he was just lamenting on how excellent that movie was on stage. So as you can imagine, we just went down a few. There were hundreds of different movies that were exhibited. There is a lot of positivity here. I am jazzed and looking forward to what is an excellent summer and what will be an excellent fall slate based on what we talked about, and a Christmas holiday season that is packed. In my years, which is now about 31 years strung together, I haven't seen a holiday movie season as packed as this year. So look forward to things at the movies.
You haven't even mentioned the biggest news at CinemaCon. I had to dig it up because you left it out. How dare you? The biggest news is back in 2023, the Academy Award-winning Godzilla Minus One. I know it is Academy Award. We did win an Oscar. Totally changed the way we think about Godzilla movies. Meshing the giant lizard action with a deeply emotional character story set in post-World War II. So, it did so well, they came out with Godzilla Minus Zero. This time, Godzilla's in New York City. It was the only Japanese film in history ever recorded, actually filmed in IMAX. So, boy, imagine that on an IMAX screen. Whoa. Anyway, Godzilla Minus Zero opens up for the holiday season, November 6th. Getting my tickets soon. I don't want to wait. Godzilla Minus Zero. Because Godzilla Minus One really was a good movie. Shin Godzilla, not so much. But Godzilla Minus One was so good. And even won an Academy Award. Do you remember when they won the Oscar? They brought their little Godzillas on the podium?
Yeah, and that's right. And now bigger budgets. People were excited about that one. Was actually the intro to one of the seminars that they had. So it wasn't presented with the studios, but people were excited about that one. Let me just tell you, there are probably going to be some really unique themed popcorn buckets for Godzilla for that movie.
Oh, yeah. And the trailer, which I saw online, shows him getting right up face-to-face with the Statue of Liberty. I wonder what happens then. Well, we have to find out November 6th. Okay, congratulations on a great trip to CinemaCon, and I hope you get a couple of weeks' sleep. I will mention there's a theater there, a venue called The Sphere, showing The Wizard of Oz with amazing special effects in the theater itself. You mentioned when the apples are being thrown by the trees, apples drop from the ceiling, foamy apples drop from the ceiling and everything. They have wind machines during the tornado. I got to see that. That would be great in The Sphere, wouldn't it?
It was phenomenal. I had a lot of colleagues go see it. It's something you should check out.
Okay. Now, if you missed any of what we talked about, you say, oh, I missed it. We're going to podcast this. It'll be podcast later today on WRJN.com, civicmedia.us, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. All right, my friend, you have a safe trip back to Wisconsin and get some sleep.
We'll see everyone at the movies. Have a great one.
Thank you, Brett. Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, everybody.